The county might.
I do have a question for you. Can we make sure that there's no citizens going to the scale?
Back off.
Should have gone upstairs.
Yeah, but she's got the good part.
Who does?
Helen.
Yeah, she's got flavored.
Even the coffee itself is better.
But you need to drink regular most of the time. That way it's not kind of special.
It's like that old yin and yang thing from you. If without good, there wouldn't be evil.
I don't subscribe to that. Next year,
tell a warrior to come up with something like
that. Next year, I need to drink Mountain Dew so I can enjoy my coffee better.
If there was no bad, you wouldn't know what good was.
Hey, don't be cutting the dew now.
Don't be messing with your dew.
Don't be messing with the dew.
All right, you ready to go back to business?
Yeah, I think so.
Folks, we'll call our morning meeting back to order. Are we on, Jim?
Yep.
Okay. Who would like to lead our discussion on
the Joan or Ron, I think.
Grant?
Joan?
Monies. Welcome, young lady.
Hey, Frank. Why don't you move that microphone to your table? That way, if you guys do talk, that we hear you.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
I'll just make a few remarks to begin with, and then, of course, the decision-making is up to you all. This is with regard to the Community Development Block Grant Disaster Supplemental Funding, CDBG. Time is of the essence. As you know, the pre-application is due September the 4th. I made arrangements to have grant writer Barbara Boley standing by on the phone if we need to call her and ask any additional questions. As you know, she was able to answer many of the questions in our prior meeting, but she also then went to DED to answer additional questions. This is a very layered process and has happened very suddenly. We have a short time. My colleague Ron Houseman and I have discussed this, and we would recommend considering a mix of projects. You've heard briefly about a developmental connections project. That is a project we support. And Tim Connell is present and can, if you choose, briefly present specifics regarding this project. Grant writer Boley has worked with Developmental Connections on a project in the past. In the mix of projects, there is a small project on the eastern side of the county in Bradleyville, seeking $25,000 for the Bradleyville Fire Department. I asked grant writer Redford and Nathan Easley to be here today, and they can provide a brief synopsis of this project if you would like to hear about it. Our own Frank Preston is here, as are Mel Eakins and Spencer Jones of Great River, to talk about road and bridge. Mel and Spencer can also talk about sewer project, as John Sutee is on vacation now. One note, in looking at sewer projects, I've heard a little bit of discussion about the Kirbyville sewer project. And as you all know, the Clean Water Commission awarded that project $741,000 in a grant and a matching amount in a Clean Water State Revolving Loan Fund, and this was in June. Because of that, my recommendation would be to carefully consider before submitting an application for any more funding for that project. DNR will sit on the pre-application committee that will review these CDBG projects, and I think we would have to make a hard case to try to get additional funding for that Kirbyville project, that this was a real hardship on the folks of Kirbyville. So you might do well to look at some other sewer projects. I have summary pages on the Developmental Connection project, have a summary page on the Bradleyville Fire Department project, and of course Frank and Mel and Spencer have information on the sewer and road and bridge projects.
Just reminding me from our meeting last week, It was. She said it was fine to submit four or five projects. Just make sure that they're variable in size, obviously in scope. But there really wasn't. She didn't think we should go more than five. Is that about right?
Well, it just was a consideration that I thought we should look at. So I asked her. I said, Barb, how many projects do you think we could submit and not be going overboard
right. And
diluting what we submit? And she said, oh, you could submit around three. But Ron and I believe we could probably submit one or two more than that, because there are a lot of the counties that will not be as proactive and as ready as this Taney County is
right. To
submit projects.
Okay.
Before we move on, there was an issue some time back for law enforcement to be here. Do we need law enforcement?
Yeah.
I don't know how rowdy you're going to get. I don't know.
I'm very even keeled.
Okay.
Think
so.
I don't either.
We're good. Franklin.
Thank you for being here. We appreciate you. Okay. So, Joan, developmental connections.
Yes.
Fire department at Bradleyville and sewer, whatever.
Road and bridge, yes.
Okay.
I think any mix of these would be worthy projects. And, of course, if we had a lot of time to deliberate on this, we could supply many more projects, but there isn't that time.
You have a total on the development connections, their total project.
You have a summary sheet on?
I have a summary sheet, but Tim is here, Tim Connell, and he can tell you about it.
They've got some drawings for us.
Can I get a copy of the summary sheet? Because I haven't.
Yeah. I will give
that's
you
what
each
Dan
one.
Asking for too, so I haven't seen it.
Yeah.
You mentioned the fire district. Nathan, are you in? Were you going to represent them, or was the fire?
I don't need to. She has a summary sheet. I can't if I don't.
Got questions? Okay.
Well, my main interest is trying to keep the dollar level to where we have different ranges on the dollars. And as I remember right, that was a $25,000 project.
Was this the same one that we looked at for the Title III money that when they changed the program? It's the same project, Nathan?
Right.
More or less.
Okay. I just make sure we're not, more or less. It's, okay.
And I think the developmental connections have been altered just a bit. I just have it the way we have it on books.
Shall we go ahead and have Tim or Max give us their thoughts on that? All right.
Oh, great.
Please. And welcome all visitors. If you got a comment, wave at me.
Keep people in.
Pretty informal.
Developmental Connections has two projects in our book, Warehouse and Apartments, and I'm both there.
Okay. Thank you, Joan.
Hope this is yours.
Joan, on that same subject, as I see some dollar figures come before me, as we submit these projects, do we look at a dollar amount other than the total dollar amount of the project? Would we look at this project in the $1 million range so that we would have room to submit maybe a $25,000 quarter of a million, or do we submit them and let them do the sorting? Do you understand what I'm saying? The chance of getting two or three projects is of more interest to me than getting one project of, if we can help out two or three groups, it's all the better.
I think that's why Ms. Boley was recommending that we be somewhat conservative in the amounts we were requesting, because we know that we have projects that we could make a request for several million dollars. And that was one reason, too, that Ron and I looked closely at the Bradleyville Fire Department project. That's a very small project, but a very worthy project. Mm-hmm. So I think that we can submit several projects with requesting funds for a portion of some of those projects. And we have an opportunity for funding. Again, gentlemen, this is a whole new arena. And as you know, this has been a surprise and an educational process for the grant writers as well as for all of us. Wish there were hard and firm answers we could give for some of this, but there are not.
Joan, have you worked with Nathan or the fire department as far as the application? What kind of
Do we need more information? I mean, like the well?
Nathan is here today, as is Debbie Redford, and she is the grant writer that we had utilized to help us with a grant for the fire department, but their a technicality, their login number expired right before she was ready to submit a grant.
So
she's done the work on the project already, and she can speak to you about that.
If we decided on this one, she could get the information together as far as...
And we have enough information based off the... I mean, obviously, the rules are very unique on this type of...
Well, we certainly feel they'd be in the LMI.
Right, they would be in the LMI, right, which was one of the key...
Yes. She had done all the work on the project already.
Okay.
And our main... mission today is the elimination of projects that are outside the scope.
Well, I think we need to pick four or five today and be done with it.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. There's some that will be outside the scope that doesn't need to be much discussion on because they can't fit several of the criteria that needs to be met. So if you want to go into the form of let them make presentations on all of them and then make motions, or do you want to just have a project such as the Bradleyville project, make a motion on it, and then go on to the next project? Well, how do you want to handle that?
I just kind of want to list, I don't know how many we're going to be talking about, because we're going to have to eventually get down to four or five.
Right. When inviting Debbie and Nathan, I asked them to be prepared to give a nuts and bolts, very brief synopsis of the project. And Tim, a very brief synopsis of the project. And, of course, you all can work with Road and Bridge and Sewer,
right,
however you want to hear those.
Well, my thought is, as far as Bradleyville, the summary...
That's good enough for me.
...gives it to me. I mean, we can lay it aside and then...
I just make a motion.
Four or five of them, we can vote on it. Unless you all want more information.
No, I'm good. I mean, I knew it from the Title III. I'm good with it, too. I just want to make sure that...
I just make a motion that the Bradleyville project be one of the projects that we submit as a project for this.
Second.
Okay.
CBG.
Questions
CBG.
Or discussion?
No.
Okay. All those in favor say aye.
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 Okay, and we will ask Ms. Redford and Mr. Easley to proceed with their work and submit that by the September 4th application date.
Right. That's one reason I like to do it this way. They can... The time element is so important, they can leave and start their process.
Yes, well, Ms. Redford came over this morning from Hollister Schools, took time out to come and be here, so appreciate that, Debbie. Appreciate the work you all have done on that.
All right. A little bump there, we're ready, Tim. Max.
Also, I have with me Max Lytle, who's the Executive Director for Developmental Connections. I appreciate being invited last week to the meeting because it really opened up conversation, I think, that might be beneficial to the county. As you know, Developmental Connections is actually a Senate Bill 40 board, which is county commission appointed using county tax dollars as well to benefit the disabled in our area. For those of you that have not kept up with us, we've been trying to be good stewards of the money, and this is actually the end of about a 8-year, 9-year plan that we've had for over there where the 9 acres is that the workshop was originally developed on. We first had built the Dorgan Weaver housing apartment complex there, and we actually were, with Max's help, able to access HUD funds to the tune of the $1.5 million, so therefore we did not use the county's money for that. And then we have now built a program building, 12,000 square foot? 13,000 square foot that is being moved into today. We're excited about that. We actually have built our own well system for unpotable water on site as well, because as part of this transition into Tantone, we're going to roll out a grandfathering. And so basically what we are set to do now and the plans you see before you developed by General Design, we are ready to go to bid today. So the thing is we're coming to the county commission, and the idea that I had the other day at the meeting was the fact that this building is going to be about $1 million, roughly, building to build out. We're basically going to go in and gut all of Tantone. Max can show you there. On the bottom part there, that's what Tantone will look like in its final rendering. So it will be cosmetically matching the other buildings on site there. And actually, we're also out for another HUD grant right now for another apartment building on the backside of the Tantone building property. With that also, then the top section that you see there is actually a 10,000 square foot addition that we're doing to Tantone. And then we're gutting basically that interior section on the bottom there and redoing that. They've already received USDA funds over a year ago to complete a commercial laundromat, laundry to be designated in there. Where right now that's where the adult daycare is with DCO, and we're moving them today over to the new program building as well. So that will actually free that up to be nothing but a sheltered workshop, which it was originally designed for. Now, in this, I know you guys are not wanting to look at using up a full million in the deal. In the specs that we were given the other day at that meeting I was at, it said also that they could be looked at as matching funds. Our idea was taking and asking for $500,000 or $600,000. Basically, our budget, so you guys understand, with the last of these projects, we get about $675,000, $680,000 per year from the county to help with the disabled in our county. In doing this addition, which is badly needed, it is the last of the transition as the last of our reserve funds to go towards it. So what we were looking at doing is basically sitting on the sidelines for another couple years before we would build up our cash reserves again to go on to other projects. But if we could get the stimulus money of at least $500,000 or $600,000 is the idea, then we could actually get back online quicker and keep providing benefits to the disabled in Taney County. The other thing that I want to point out is that on this project, as Barbara Boley had pointed out the other day, we are in an area, we're actually in the county. The county is not looking at it as a low income overall. A lot of the people, in fact, Max and I were talking about it, over three-fourths of the people that we serve come from those low-income areas, the Taneyvilles, also Rockaway Beach, and those areas is where we bus them in every day to Tantone to work. And then also the apartment building that we've built, most of those people came from those low-income areas as well. So that would fit the criteria for what they're asking for, and we'll put together a supplemental with that, pointing out that deal about the fact of the low-income areas is actually who we're serving as well in the sheltered workshop a lot of times.
Do you have more specific specs for the project than just rendering this?
Oh, you're, yeah. Dan, you're ready for the bid, right?
So yeah, we're ready to go to construction bid today.
Okay.
The question is, so the matching fund obviously would be attractive, I think, Joan, would it not? Because of, I mean, we didn't talk about I was looking at the answers that Barbara had given us back. Obviously, they qualify based off what Barbara was saying. Is matching funds important? It does in other grants, so I didn't know if
it certainly stands to reason that it would be, because it makes the committee want to look carefully when an entity is willing to invest in it themselves.
So what about the HUD, though, the HUD money? That's one thing that we talked about the other day on the phone. Do we have any conflict as far as different government monies being available? I mean, I'm all for, matter of fact, I would be for making a motion to go ahead and do the deal. But
HUD money involved in this project? There was HUD money only involved in that residential apartment building.
Okay.
So that's a separate entity. A separate project payment. This is all our county revenue.
That's all your county revenue there.
So you're comfortable with $600,000 of this?
What my proposal would be is that, you know, if we want, we can give them two options. We could tell them, A, you can fully fund it if you want, or we're looking for matching funds. I mean, I'm fine either way. Or
we're going to have to submit one application. I mean, we're going to have to...
Well, I'm fine with matching funds then. Because then it's not teetering over that $1 million mark. That's what I'm worried about, is asking for the mill.
Let me ask you a question. Isn't there a timeline for completion of the project?
Yes.
And I guess my reason I question that, if it's a matching fund type deal, could you come up, would you be able to come up with the other $570,000?
We've got it in the bank.
You've got it in the bank.
Yeah, we're fully funded to build the whole thing ourselves if we have to.
Well, then I'll move to add this to the list of application, but funding $600,000 of this project.
Second.
Chuck, what do you think?
I'm sorry, say that again. You're moving which way?
To add the project, but only for $600,000.
For $600,000.
Because that gives us some extra revenue for other projects that we haven't talked about.
And that satisfies their need also.
And they can still meet the timelines of the grant.
Is there any sense, Max, whoever, is there a better shot at getting it than $600,000 over asking for the whole thing?
Having written grants myself, I think there's a lot of value to showing that a component of this total grant application includes a matching funding project. I think, as Joan said, that certainly gets people's attention, and they look more closely at that opportunity to partner with us to fund the project.
So it might be a positive.
It probably would be a positive.
Yep.
Yes.
Gentlemen, my recommendation, too, would be if Development Connections would be agreeable is that they go forward with Ms. Bowen with this, since she's worked for them before and has knowledge of them and could also probably make strong recommendations about how exactly.
To word it?
Yes.
Is this a case in grants? Do they look at recommendation letters or support letters or anything on projects like this where you're at the end of a 8 or 9 year plan, and that's what I'm wondering, do we need to have support letters sent from?
We're already lined up to do that. The OED has already given me their blessing. Today I'll be at the IDA board meeting and we'll get the blessing there. I've already talked to Ken Klein about that. And I know that we can get it from the state as well, because Max had told me that what was the representative from the state was saying that we were a pilot program that the state likes, because no one is advanced as we are in doing this, even in the St. Louis, Kansas City metro areas are not doing what we're doing.
Okay, don't take me wrong, but you mentioned having Barbara work with them. Is that needed, Max, from your experience? Do you need her to work with you?
I'd say she's more qualified than I am. Okay. She's more experienced. So, yes, I take her assistance and her recommendations any day.
Okay.
She'll write the pre-application for $0.
Okay. Other questions or comments? All in favor say aye.
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 Thank you, gentlemen.
Thanks for being here.
Now the hard
what's
one.
Your debt?
That was easy to.
Well, I guess start rolling now. All right, where do we want to go from here? We want to ask Frank, you got any
before we Joan
comments, proposals or
Joan, you had, before we get to the road guy.
Okay.
You had mentioned an email from it was from the Faith Health Center?
Yes.
Do you want to talk about that?
Well, okay.
Yeah, you better come up to the mic for us, Joan, if you would, please.
And just to let you know, I got an email. I guess David Danforth sent you an email, or sent Barbara an email and carboned you, right, asking about that, and then you said that possibly as a candidate.
Yes. Ever since this project was submitted, I've just loved it. That's technical language, but
yep,
I loved it.
That's good.
We got you.
This is providing health care for the working uninsured, and that's a very worthy cause. That's what's so neat about this opportunity that we have here, and this is what Ron and I love about this. We have so many organizations in our county that have wonderful projects, and they're passionate about their projects. And we have become passionate about their projects, but there's not a lot of funding out there for nonprofits. Anyway, in talking with Barbara about this and in talking with David, they are already under construction. Someone is just backing them till they get the money. And that makes it much more complicated, because they would potentially have to get out of a contract with a contractor and it just looked like it was going to be very layered and very complicated, and we thought with the timeline that it was just not possible to pursue this particular project at this time. Certainly hope there will be opportunities for that in the future.
So we need to bypass it because of the contract. I didn't have that
yes.
part of it. Okay.
Yes, that just happened.
Okay.
Okay.
That answered that question.
Okay. Are there other things we want to talk about? Other than road and bridge?
No, that was the loose one that I had.
Is the
Ron, Joan, you other projects out there that we ought to be aware of that aren't road and bridge?
No, we just know that we have some strong need in the road and bridge area, and we have strong need in the sewer area. And so I'm sure that our road and bridge guy and Mel and Spencer will take it from here.
Okay.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Based on the criteria that I've read about for these particular CDBG funds, I feel the strongest one that we would fall under is number three, which is urgent threat to health and safety. And under the 42 projects on the sheet that I gave you this morning, you'll see this second block down talking about fill projects. What a fill project is an area of flooding during extreme high water conditions throughout Taney County, of which we have seven of those. The two that I would like to recommend at this point in time is number one, Boys Camp in Rockaway Beach. That's a housing area that would be totally cut off in the event of a high water situation. There is not another way in and out of that area. The second one I would recommend is Clevenger Cove. Last year we built an emergency road to that particular area, but I think because of the amount of people there and in an extreme emergency with large fire trucks and such, I don't think the road that we built would serve well for an incident like that. So for the criteria that's listed on this CDBG funding, I will stick with those two recommendations. Number one, Boys Camp, and number four, Clevenger Cove. And I did speak with Spencer last week. Even though the preliminary engineering is not complete on these, he feels strongly in that he'd be able to write up the language as such that we would qualify at this point in time.
Yeah, that was my first question is, I mean, we have to have some preliminary engineering done.
You want to speak to that, Spencer?
Go ahead.
Yeah, we don't see any problem with getting the preliminary engineering reports that required for the application to go forward. So,
are we talking a lot of money here? I mean, it's something you guys aren't currently hired to do. You've got other things on your plate, and we have basically 7 days to complete that.
I mean, historically, we've not charged anything for these preliminary engineering reports that go on with these CDBG projects, and just ask that be considered as it move into, if it were to be funded, that as it move into.
We just consider that
construction phase.
Sure.
Yeah.
So, and you feel like you could?
Absolutely.
You could, Great River could get that?
Yes.
Meet the timelines. Okay.
So, in presenting this, and this is, I guess, Barbara would help us on that, both of these are $750,000 projects, do the preliminary, and then would the county commit to the rest of it?
Well,
make it happen? You got any thoughts, sir?
And the one thing there is on that cost estimate is that with the preliminary engineering report, we will be able to give you a better cost estimate of what it will cost for each one of those projects. This cost is just based solely upon a traditional, typical cost per mile or cost per foot.
Okay.
Whenever we're able to look at those specific projects in details, we'll be able to refine that and look at what the total magnitude of both of those projects would be as far as cost.
Any ideas if it would go over? I mean, obviously we're
over
trying
this
to...
this amount?
Yeah.
I wouldn't anticipate that.
Okay.
And then kind of give you a little feel for that too, Chuck. It's based upon the history of bidding projects locally. One of those would be Casey Road as an example of a cost per mile that this would be equivalent to. So,
right.
You know, it may be a little bit different in the approach of storm sewer and curb and gutter versus just a fill project.
And while you're there, the Frank, your list, you've got PE on a couple under bridges, is that right?
There is some preliminary engineering done on Bull Creek Bridge at Round Mountain and also Thunder Road.
Okay, we've talked about Steely Bridge being ready. Is it, what's that?
Steely Bridge is, it's ready. It's designed. Construction plans are complete. Right-of-way has been acquired.
But does it qualify?
Well, and that's the thing, and maybe Mel can come up and talk a little bit about that.
The qualifications are unique.
Exactly. So one of the things that we talked about, well, and one thing that with Frank was discussing is the health safety issue where both the Boys Camp Road and Clevenger Cove would fall under that, regardless of the low to moderate income ratio. One thing that we've been trying to work on is what data we can compile on and identifying those low to moderate income areas that we can specifically target projects for. And we've done a little bit of work on that, and I'll let Mel kind of go through that information.
What we've done is we went through and got the census data that we can get. Well, last time we were here, we had LMI percentages by incorporated area, but we didn't really have anything for unincorporated Taney County, so we went back to the census data. And to the best of our...
Talk on the microphone. We have 11 people listening in.
That's fine. To the best of our ability and the data that is available, we put together this map, and the different colors represent the different percentages of people that meet the LMI requirement. And I can't see it from where I'm at, but...
The colors are, the red is the highest intensity, 51% to 60%, orange at 45 to 51, yellow 40 to 45, light green 35 to 40, and dark green 23 to 35%.
Okay, so my understanding is in order to, there was three different criteria to qualify for this grant, LMI being one of them. And to qualify for the LMI, they'd have to be in one of the villages or incorporated areas that met that criteria, and that was Bull Creek, Merriam Woods, and Taneyville, is what my notes showed, or in one of these red areas. That show up here. Now, there may be areas that are smaller than the data that we've got where you had a where you could find a project and do a specific LMI survey and it might qualify, but based on the data that we've got and probably that we will have between now and the application, these are the areas that we're looking at.
But we are continuing to research because this is somewhere between census tracts and census blocks, and census tracts being much larger.
There's five in Taney County.
Being smaller. This is somewhere, this is a combination of somewhere in between. So what we're researching right now is to try to see if we can't get the income ratios for the census blocks, which will be much smaller areas, that then we can target some of those projects. So how that relates to the question that you had asked earlier about Steely is that it may show that the census block for the Steely area does qualify, or for Thunder Road does qualify, or Round Mountain Road, but we're still trying to get that information. From what's readily available, this is the best we can get. But we're trying to make contact to see if we can get a little more technical detail down to that census block 11. Mm-hmm. And then we know we confirmed that that information would be validated at OMI.
Yeah, but we don't know that we can get that. We've been told that.
You have two listed.
So
when does the Steely Bridge cost? I'm sorry. You've got two listed here, one for 528, one for 648. Are they both that? Number 7 and number 8 on your list, Frank, on bridges?
Steely Road, I don't know why there's two of them.
Well, there are two bridges there, and it would be number 8.
Number 8. And is that number, you said you're ready to put out for bid. Is that number accurate to what?
We would want to update that cost estimate, but that should be proportional to what it would be.
Okay.
That that project in itself has been, that's been on there since I've been here, so that's 5-year projection. I don't know whether you've kept update on that or not, because I think the first year that I was here that Ron and Chuck and I worked on that project, and I think it was this cost, that cost then, which was a high spike on the construction cost.
Exactly.
So that's so why, that's why it could be significantly lower.
Yes, yes. We feel like that hits about the peak, so it should be that.
Frank, if you were to pick two of those three projects we talked about, Boys Camp, Clevenger Cove, and Steely Bridge, which one, which two would you choose?
I think the original two that I chose, and that's due to the fact that it would have more of an more of a population impact than the traffic count that you would find over Steely Bridge.
Okay.
And our LMI on Clevenger Cove is okay? And
I haven't checked into the LMI criteria, but I think under health and welfare, it definitely falls under that.
There were 64 classifications we could go under, and if they didn't fall under the 63 of them, then we had to choose LMI as.
What about the Round Mountain project? I mean, that project in itself has been a pain from the word go. The thing that kept us from doing anything when it was traffic count to start off with, now there's been lots of tracts of land bought in that area. And it's became a real health issue with flooding. It's more and more of a problem because people have to get in and out and have to go. There's two ways out, but they have to go all the way around H Highway, I think, to get out there now. And I'm not even sure the exit out to Christian County is even available anymore.
Help me on the LMI, because you're talking LMI, and then when we talk the other two projects, it's not significant. So why are we thinking LMI on the?
Well, on the two of the fill projects, they're because of health. It's a different category. We're talking about health, and I'd have to pull up my list here.
Where I'm going is, don't these other projects fall under
health
and welfare also? So why are we making a point of LMI?
It's LMI really helps put dot the I and cross the T. It's less questionable than the
if you got both.
Yes. Yeah. But I think in all four.
I understand.
Yeah.
But I think positive. I mean, in all four cases, as far as Steely, Thunder Road, Round Mountain, Clevenger Cove, Boys Camp, all of those projects are directly related to health and safety issues. And I think we have good documentation to cover that health and safety aspect as far as the number of people that have gotten washed off the road, or when it becomes impassable for school bus or emergency vehicle access, all of those impacts will have an impact on that safety component of the project.
Thank you. Have we talked about, in submitting the grant, let's say we pick Boys Camp and we've got their figures, are we going to go 100% or are we going to do a cost share with road and bridge dollars? Anybody thought about that much or at all?
Well, I hadn't thought about it, but, I mean, it would be great to do some sort of cost share. It would help the chances of that grant.
From what Max said and Jones,
I mean, even if we just did
nodding her head,
25% match, you know, 25% match or something from Road and Bridge monies.
I can't see, and I've been there when it's flooded. Mm-hmm. I can't see $750,000. I'm going back to the spike on when that project was first considered. I can't see the project for the fill costing $750,000 at this date. Now, back when the Boys Camp project was done, the first or second year that I was in office, that's 3 years ago, I can see that it would run between $500,000 and $700,000. But now I can't see that. We've been there in the flooded stages, and it's the water's 3 to 4 foot deep there for, I mean, 100 yards or so.
Right.
So I can't see it being a $750,000 project myself. Now, I'm not an expert in that field, but I would highly think that that is the spike of it.
What else?
We've made some commitments to the residents of Round Mountain for year 2011 or 12 to have construction activities out there for this bridge, and so maybe that would be another one to throw into the mix and add a cost share, put a cost share equation to it and see what our chances are in getting that.
Do we still have the ownership interest?
Yes.
The owner interested?
Depending on what month it is, yeah.
Have you heard anything from him since he came and met with us a month ago?
I have not.
No.
Well, okay. here's another thing that was discussed in the phone call, is if you have private, county, and the grant, then your chances are greatly improved, and that'd be a low-income area also. Safety, I mean, it's got lots of things that it works. So, you know, Boys Camp and it would be two that I would, you know, highly consider. Clevenger Cove, another one is that was completely shut off at one time.
Okay. Yes?
This pre-application committee will look carefully at the application, and they'll look carefully at where is the greatest need. So that will be key.
All right. For sake of time, do we want to talk roads anymore? We got enough info to think
about. We got four. Four basically have been discussed just now. Boys Camp, Clevenger Cove, Round Mountain, and Steely Road. Is that right? Are those the four that kind of are being thrown around right now? And we're all kind of talking maybe a 25% match or so from Road and Bridge. Is that what we're thinking also?
Across the board or just on the structures?
I don't know. But just throwing that out.
That's a question maybe we could throw at Barbara. You reckon she'd have any advice to her? Or it's kind of a new... Anyway, I don't know.
What other projects besides these, Joan and Ron, is there anything else that we need to be considering?
Sewer?
Yeah, that's...
Is that what you're going?
That's where I was headed. If we've got all the road and bridge...
Yeah, I'm not ready to vote on those four. I just want to hear what the other subjects...
I guess I've got some questions or clarification I need to make before I can make any recommendations on sewer. What is the requirement for how soon these projects would have to go under construction? Do we know that?
I can see if I've got it here, too. I'm not sure.
I mean, basically, when I'm looking at the next projects that the sewer district has committed to, looked at doing. What I've looked at is they're looking at four or five projects right now, and I've got a documentation on all these projects here, and I look back through the master plan. So there's probably like 20 projects or so that they've identified, and I've looked through, and Venice on the Lake is the only one that appears to be LMI. Now, there may be some of these others that look like they could be LMI, but with the data that we've got right now, it's not sufficient. We'd have to go out and do a specific survey for it, and then it may or may not come in LMI.
But you're talking about, on the mail, you're talking about matching funds, and the Venice on the Lake project is I'm just going off, $20 million project?
Yeah, something of that magnitude.
So if the county's planning on doing it anyway, do we put in for the million that we're talking about, or the million and a half, or how do you justify it? That's what I'm saying. How do you justify a project that we know is very important to the clean water of Taney County, and also justify it being such a large project with such a low grant dollar?
Right. Yeah, that's what I don't know, because if you look at a project like Venice on the Lake, it's not even, you know, it's very early in the process as far as where they're at. We've done some studies on it in the past, but there's even discussions on whether that waste should be still treated at Rockaway Beach or whether a new treatment plant should be built. So there's a lot of unanswered questions out there. And so I could easily see this project taken 2, 3, 4 years to get to the point where it'd be ready to bid, and that's what I don't know if that disqualifies us from this.
I'm looking right here
on the Venice on the Lake. It seems like in conversations there's been talk about doing it phase 1, 2, and 3 maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And
but phase.
Yeah, but honestly, the way the phases break out, that you don't start getting the customer base till you start getting into the second and third phase. So the first phase, you spend a ton of money, but you don't get many customers. And so I think all that can still be looked at, but I think in the end you're going to still have a massive project.
What about the engineering on the Rockaway Beach Boys Camp plant? Are we talking... Is there any phase part of that that would be available.
Oh, just an upgrade to the plant?
Well, at one time there was a discussion about all that because there was Merriam Woods, Bull Creek, and is there such a thing as a availability of $1 million match to go in on their plant? I know they don't want to, there's conversation, they don't want to extend that plant.
That's the problem. The Venice on the Lake project requires them
to extend that,
yeah. and that's where all this discussion has led, because my understanding is that some people anyway, if not the whole village or city, don't want to expand that plant, and I don't think all that's worked out. So I'm just sitting here thinking, with the size of this project, where it's at, so many unknowns, even though it's LMI, I don't know that it's a good fit for a grant application that has to be turned in a week.
What's your next one?
And I don't see any other projects that are on the list of projects that the sewer district has that I can clearly say will be LMI. Now, there's some that I could guess that would have a better chance than others, but do we have to know that before we turn in the grant application? And do we want to go through a lot of effort just to then do a survey and find out that it was never eligible to begin with?
I don't know all the intricacies of that. We talked at one time about a windshield survey, but I think there are a lot of unknowns.
I wouldn't go through the effort. We've already got a handful, and not knowing if they're qualifying, if we've got the luxury of time, we only have 7 days.
Just so that I do the sewer district justice here, let me just kind of go through real quick the next five projects they've got listed and tell you why I don't think that it would be worth our time. The T Highway project, this data, and again, it's a bigger area, but it says it's in the 24% to 35%
LMI.
The Power Site North is in that same range. The Kirbyville East or Mildred, it probably has a good chance because all those apartments, but in the big area, it's in that same range of 24 to 35. I think that might be the best potential if we were going to stick our neck out. The Lookout Acres, which is basically Hickory Street, that's in that same range, 24 to 35%, and then Venice on the Lake that we've talked about. That's the next five projects that they've discussed doing. So if we were going to stick our neck out and take a chance on one, I'd say it would be the Kirbyville East or Mildred area, because all those apartments, it might qualify.
And could you break it down in phases then?
What's that now?
Could you break it down in phases? I mean, how much are we talking?
Mildred area?
Uh-huh.
It's basically taking the Kirbyville project and extending it east and picking up those apartment buildings that are just east of there.
Hmm. And I understood Joan to say that we've almost limited our resources on the Kirbyville project. That would be one that you...
Well, this would be a new project.
That is my opinion. Again, an educated opinion, because I'm not a long-time grant writer, but I did run my thoughts by Barbara, and she said, yeah, I think there's pretty
so,
to that.
I don't think we should waste our time on one that we've already expanded and reached a point to where we got half the money and half of it on low interest, and then we come back and have it thrown out the door when there might be a possibility of one of these others having a small impact. You know, I can think back when the first issue of dam site came up, if it would have been as low as possible, we could have made it work, or if it would have been too high on the LMI listing.
Yeah, and dam site, I don't know. Dam site, we bid it. And
we've already bid it, so yeah. It's over with, I think.
I don't think we, because there's the requirements of the bidding process. We'd have to rebid the project. So, I honestly don't know what the best advice to give you. Only thing I can tell you is Venice on the Lake probably isn't a good fit due to the things we talked about. The next best bet would be Mildred, and I don't have the data to tell you that it's LMI. It may or may not be. So if...
Nor the time.
Well, we don't have time to do an LMI survey in that time.
Are there any lift station upgrades that are identified that may qualify?
Not at this point.
Thank you, sir.
Okay.
Anything else? Bill?
I do not.
What's the next plan? That's part of it.
I have one.
Hard picking?
You're going to start picking, unless you got something else to throw it out there.
I have one that, and I don't know whether you guys have heard me talk since I've been here about the fact that we can't, and I don't know whether this project, these projects fall under different categories, but the Meals on Wheels type situation, the care for the elderly, does that reach into this?
It can, but we didn't have a scope of the project. We don't have any. But that would. Those would qualify.
I just think it's so such a valued thing for the senior citizens of this county that I look at when the vehicle broke down in Branson and Forsyth had to try to cover that entire area and we couldn't help. I mean, that makes you feel like it's a helpless feeling with citizens that only get one meal a day. And if we can figure out any way in any of these government grants to help those folks, I'm all for it. I mean, that'd be one of my first votes for anything like that because I think it's so such a need that any help would be appreciated. So maybe this one's not that one we leave out, but we keep that on the list or something, or maybe have them fill out a scope of.
Have we reached out to them? Have they contacted you at all? Would you? With them?
Well, just with anyone in the county that would come and bring projects to us.
If you would just send out an email to them or just reach out to them.
Okay.
Just, yeah. But, I mean, obviously we don't have time for this
right,
this timeline, but if you can make sure that your office is contacted, then that would be great.
There may also be another round, when I say, of funding, these dollars are not allocated because the county's out there because they don't meet the eligibility requirements. $4
would
become available and they allow us to do that again.
That's
so,
go ahead.
So they won't take the projects that are submitted and use that bunch. They'll come out again, you're saying, you think?
Well, I'm saying that they will take the projects that are submitted, but many of the projects that are going to be submitted are not going to meet the criteria. And therefore, when they're disqualified, some of those funds can be reallocated again if they choose to do that.
Yeah, what I'm saying is, say Taney County sends five projects,
yes,
and they all meet the criteria, but they get beat out for whatever reason. Will they not look at?
I bet you we have to resubmit.
You think we'll have to resubmit?
That'd be easy.
I understand it'd be easy, but I just wondered how they worked it. It seems like they just go ahead and look at the projects they've already got in their hands with the extra money you're talking about.
That would be the smart thing to do.
That would be the smart thing. Okay. Anybody want to throw some ideas?
Well, I just want to ask Frank a couple of questions here before I jump out there. Boys Camp, you're saying it's going to be about $750,000. Is that right?
I agree with Danny. I think that's a high number.
What's a new number? $600,000?
I want to say closer to 350, 500.
What do you think, guys? Five?
That's the most I would put on it, 500.
What about Clevenger Cove?
If you look at it in comparison to Casey, like Spencer or Mel recommended or suggested, that, yeah, I'd be down to the three or something.
Mm-hmm.
Clevenger Cove?
If matching funds mattered, I would like to go as little as possible on those.
Well, I have some thinking to this. What is your...
Clevenger Cove is, in my opinion, more detailed project than Boys Camp because it is in a...
So 750 is right? Close, no, close enough?
It might still be a little high, but
well,
I think there's more to that job than Boys Camp.
Whoever does the preliminary is going to give us a closer number as one of them you mentioned a while ago.
What about Round Mountain?
I've heard estimates on that anywhere from 800,000 to 1.2.
What are your thoughts?
In today's economy, I'd go towards the lower end of that.
900,000?
Let me argue that just a second. Those numbers are for the Cadillac project. There might be a Chevrolet project for half that price. with a...
Like a Yugo price?
I wasn't going Yugo.
But we've talked about a tall bridge, blah, blah, blah.
Versus a lower structure.
Low income.
I mean, I would anticipate that we would probably be close with the $800,000 to $900,000. But the benefit that we have there too is that we have a level of commitment from the developer, and a potential match portion by the county, which then could substantially reduce the amount of CDBG funding that we're asking for.
Okay.
So we could be down. We could be requesting $250,000 for $800,000
project. You're smiling now.
I'm just thinking, Wes. I'm thinking. I never ordered a Yugo. I was thinking that. That's good.
Your mind was running wild.
What about all three of those? What about submitting all three of those?
Three or four. I mean, Steel Road.
Three or four. Steely is a...
We pretty voted on these. These are the four that we're talking about. Are we
talking about... He was talking roads, I think.
Okay.
Is that what you were saying, the three roads plus the other two we've already done?
Are you talking about submitting them all?
Submitting them all.
The three roads plus the two we voted on.
Yes.
Total of five.
Yes.
Okay, which one are we...
I'm not going to do Steely because of...
Not doing Steely. Is that, I mean, what we're talking about is we've already agreed on the Bradleyville, which is $25,000, and the developmental connection for $600,000. Boys Camp's another $400,000 to $500,000. Cleveringer Cove is somewhere in the $750,000, and the other one's $900,000. So that's going to total up to about $3.5 to $4 million. And actually, it'll total up to about $3 to $3.5 million. Is that too much to request?
I think you're looking at it wrong. I think you're asking it wrong. The $900,000 on the Round Mountain project is a $450,000 commitment from the county or the grant. Because we have also the owner and the county that will be in a partnership.
Well, how much matching? How much matching are you talking about?
Well, I think it'll be quite a bit lower than what their initial thoughts are. But what I'm saying is, it doesn't have to be the full amount. I think you're looking at the full cost of the bridge. I'm looking at half the cost of the bridge with matching funds from the county and the owner.
I'm thinking if going what Danny's saying.
Are you saying 50% match?
Yeah.
So you're saying 50% match. I didn't know what match we were
talking about. So it's $450,000 instead of $900,000.
Well, right.
And your other one where you had...
What about Cleveringer Cove? Is that a 50% match? Or is that a 25% match?
If it makes a difference enough chances of us getting it, I'm saying go 50% on it.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, we may do away with your 25 and do 50.
Well, and that's fine. And Boys Camp the same way.
Yep.
That's the way I would look at it and try to get them instead of trying to. I think, as we've heard every grant writer that's sat here, and then as we talked to Barbara, matching and the more people that are involved in the match, I think is a better way to approach these things.
Do we know when these projects have to be completed?
I think we should know. I don't remember all that information presently. Ms. Boley is available at her home in Florida if we want to ask her any quick questions.
The only reason I'm asking that is that. Frank, I mean, and let's assume that this has to be, they have to be completed by the end of 2010. Is that money in your budget that if we got all three of them, you could make work?
Sure, he could.
If we're not committed to a larger project at the time.
Are we going to be?
There's a lot of these funds that are not going to be forthcoming.
Right.
So it'd be a 2011. We could. Yeah. We probably would.
I'd be comfortable in.
Oh, 2010, 2011. Right, because some of these aren't going to be awarded till the end of a year from now.
And bid, you know, the bid process, people requiring it in the bid that they be done or at the end of such and such a date.
And who would? And Barbara can manage these three projects. For the applications?
The pre-application, I'm sure that Great River is more than capable of taking care of that.
Okay.
But I'm sure Barbara would be glad to confer with them. Ron and I have also interviewed Great Rivers grant writers, and they're okay. Very good.
So, if
I make a motion for the acceptance of all
with the,
we talked about it.
With the 50% match from Road and Bridge. Mm-hmm. Is that what you're saying, your motion?
On the three road projects.
Boys Camp, Leverager Cove, and Round Mountain with the 50% match from Road and Bridge.
And what amounts are you talking about on each of those?
Well, they'll get the final amounts, but okay.
When they come up with the
Preliminary engineering.
Okay. They need to sit down and look at it again.
Okay.
But I mean, right now we're saying the county, the gotcha. Application would be for like Boys Camp, our half it would be $250,000, the other one would be $375,000, and the other one would be $450,000.
That's what I was showing.
Okay. Yeah, matching.
Okay.
I would.
What do you think?
I'm pleased with that.
Do you want to vote? Do you want to vote on that one and then go to the next one?
I'd like to suggest that we ask Great River to do Round Mountain and see if Archer would not do Boys Camp and Clevenger.
From a, just an application?
Preliminary, yep.
Do we know their work schedule? I guess I don't want to assign them work with 7 days to go.
We'd have to check on that. I don't know. Okay. I haven't talked to them at all.
I'm fine with that. It's just a matter of it's going to be hard to.
It's hard to ask somebody in a 7 day period of time who hasn't even been at any one of the meetings that we've discussed the time limitation. I'm all for the distribution, but I'm not for it with a 7 day work period.
I would just like us to give them a call and see if they could do it.
Which one you said?
Boys Camp and Clevenger Cove. Boys Camp, I'm hearing, is a pretty much simpler project than Clevenger Cove. Either one of them, it's preliminary, so.
Let's do the Boys Camp. I mean, you've got one recommendation. I'm going to say just give them a chance at the Boys Camp one, and let's go with the Great River, who's been here at every meeting and issued the work that we've needed to progress to this point. Are you willing to
do
that?
Can you swallow that one?
I don't know. I'll stick with what I asked to start with.
Okay, so... I'm seconding Danny's motion for the three projects.
Why don't we vote on those three projects
just to get them accepted first,
and then the bigger engineer to do the preliminary.
Okay.
Okay.
Because I may be
that's
asking
fine.
Something that they can't do.
Right.
Okay.
That's fine.
So we got a second on those three projects for that amount.
Yes.
Okay.
Any question?
I guess
comments?
I do. I'm the one that made the motion.
Well, I second the motion. I think
we got a motion. Right. We got a second. Conversation, voting on adding those three projects to the other two.
Right.
Okay. All in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries. Thank you. I think
we're going to, if you want to table this discussion until we talk to Archer, if you want to call Archer.
That'd be fine. We could table it till this afternoon.
And then we can just come back after lunch and assign the engineers. But I'm fine with Round Mountain going to Great River.
Yeah.
They've worked with the private and with us, and I think that makes a lot of sense.
So we'll go ahead and give Great River to Round Mountain. Is that what we're saying?
You all right with that, Danny?
Yeah, I think we're
on. Oh, you got something to say? Just teasing. Come on up.
Given that you have 7 days or less, give or take, to get the application in, I might encourage you to ask Great River if they would do the application, and then understand that the work on the development of the actual plans and everything might be done by someone else if they're paid for their preliminary work. But in 8 years of past history, would be concerned with a 7 day deadline, bringing someone in that's not totally up to speed. But I do think that we need to honor what Chuck is saying, and possibly, you know, provide other opportunities for folks in Taney County. So I think there may be a little different twist. Thank you.
Okay. Well, I'm fine to go ahead and do Great River for Round Mountain or just wait and do them all this afternoon, huh?
Yeah, let's just do them all this afternoon.
Doesn't matter.
Nope.
Okay. All right.
Do we need to officially table this then?
We have a 1 o'clock with Road and Bridge this afternoon.
Let's just recess this conversation and bring it up at 1 o'clock then.
Okay.
Because there are no other meetings between now and there, so.
Sounds like a plan.
All right.
We'll get back together at 1 o'clock.
Okay.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Linda was up. Yeah.
John was looking for you too.
Me? Okay. 18 at the end.